This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A trustee in Palmer Lake has resigned over the town's discord around building a Buc-ee's north of Colorado Springs. In a note on the town's website explaining her decision, Amy Hudson points to the anger and vitriol sparked by the potential annexation of land for the giant travel plaza. Palmer Lake's town code says the remaining trustees may appoint someone to finish her term. A group of Colorado River experts is calling for big changes in how to manage the shrinking water supply. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Alex Hager has more.
The group says the Colorado River is on the cusp of catastrophe, where dams stop working and old agreements can no longer be carried out. Zach Frankel, director of the Utah Rivers Council, says ongoing negotiations lack transparency and aren't moving quickly enough.
We're so clearly not addressing the depth of challenge we're facing. And what we're asking is it because of the process?
Frankel says every state that uses the Colorado River needs to come up with ways to use less. And the region needs to rethink how and where it stores water as reservoirs drop to record lows. I'm Alex Hager.
At the same time, Colorado's dry winters can pose a risk to the plants in your garden. Here's Sam Nilsson, head grower at Phelan Gardens in Colorado Springs.
The most important thing here for overwintering is winter watering. It is so dry here, and with those temperature fluctuations, you have to get out there and water those plants at least once a month.
Nilsson spoke with Colorado Matters. She says to only water on days above 40 degrees so that roots can soak it in. And a note that Phelan Gardens is a financial supporter of KRCC. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. You are listening to KRCC and CPR News.